Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. I hope everybody is well. And it's time to get on the phone with Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Just have no complaints at all. It's been a gorgeous week weather-wise. We certainly should not be complaining about the weather at all.
Absolutely. It has been very beautiful. Cooler temperatures earlier in the week. Today it's going to get around, what are we looking at? Around 90s, so you can't beat that. Especially for, this time of year, we're smack dab in the middle of summer. It should be almost 100 degrees every day, and we've been blessed with this nice cooler weather for
we
sure.
We have. I was reading something the other day, and it was talking about tips keeping your pets cool while being outside, and it reminded me of about something that we've talked about. Even though the humidity is what's really rough on these animals, temperature wise, of course, but humidity. But it was also reminding people that a doghouse, honestly, is not the best cover because most doghouses don't have proper ventilation, so they're very hot inside of a doghouse. So you're better off, I guess, if your dog has to be out in the yard to make sure there's a nice shade tree so he's got a breeze blowing. And they again reminded us that they love to have a child-sized swimming pool to cool off in, and you can take different kinds of treats and freeze them in an ice cube and throw out, and they just put it in the swimming pool and let them try to get it that way, or put it in the water dish. But keeping that water cool and keeping them cool is the answer. But I'd forgotten about the doghouse situation, that it's just, if you think about them, we built them to keep them warm. So summertime is maybe not the time to have the doghouse.
Or if you're going to have a doghouse that has two entrances where the wind can blow through it. So.
Or why not just go for an air conditioner?
Yeah. There you go. Just build a little air conditioner in there. And I'm pretty sure that dog would never leave that doghouse is the problem.
No.
The dog would be like, I ain't leaving here. This is great.
That's why my black lab, during the summer months, she becomes a really big house dog because she loves being in the house on that cool tile floor.
So I know. Oh, they gotta love that, especially the dogs that have a lot of hair. That's why I had a friend who had a dog that had long hair, and he'd take them to the groomer during the summer and have them cut their hair really, really short so they could stay cool during the summer. And then obviously when it got the winter, let their hair grow out so they could stay warm. They love that. I love the cool tile. I love it on my feet. So
yeah. Well, we've had a few adoptions this last week.
Awesome.
We're still involved with some rescue groups, and we're very pleased because we've got two litters have come to us, and one, there was, 7 and 1, they were surrendered, we didn't get the mama, but they surrendered the puppies, and then another litter came in with mama, and like I think I talked about her last week, she's a very small little dog, but she had 9 puppies.
Wow.
They're the cutest things. Oh, my God.
And they all survived?
They all survived.
Wow, that usually doesn't happen very often with that many in a litter.
No, and so we're kind of glad she's with us because we're able to watch her and make sure that everybody gets their turn, and, that way everybody's getting the nourishment that they need. Mm-hmm. So it's probably just best that she is with us. But we've got rescue groups that are going to take those two litters. So that's wonderful. There's someone out there that's willing to foster her with her pups, and then the other litter is going to go to another community. So these rescue groups have just really made a big difference in how we are able to help these animals that enter the shelter. They don't have to spend as much time in a shelter setting, and even though it's a wonderful place for these dogs to have nowhere else to go, we've talked about the heat, the air, the food, the toys, the love, the blankets, everything, that's all good, but it's still very, some dogs, 1 to 5 dogs barking sometimes.
Right.
That can really freak some of the little guys out. So best to get them in and get them out. But we do have, as I said, some puppies that are still washing, but we've also got this couple of litters that are going out. We had a kitten adopted this week. That was earlier this week. And we did puppies adopted. So
Yay.
We have a litter of kittens out there that I swear are the prettiest. Every one of those little kittens just gorgeous, and they're gray. There's some a light gray with white on their tips of their ears and their whiskers, and then there's that kind of gray that they actually call a blue gray because it is just a beautiful little kitten. And then also in that litter are some black and white, you know, different colors of kittens. But it was, I just looked at that litter yesterday and I said to Brad, my gosh, that's a nice, you know, that's a pretty litter of kittens. And he said, it really is. So they are ready for adoption now if anyone is interested in getting a kitten. And I do say they're very attractive. We've also got, of course, still have our litter that they were all the tuxedo, which is the black with the white. And then they had one little guy that kind of a tiger kitten that came out in that one. So that's a unique one. So we've had some different litters that have come in to the shelter, but we also still have Turtle, our king of social distancing, and he's a hoot. I was there yesterday, and I didn't know he was in his cage. And all of a sudden, the newspaper pops up, and he just jumps out at me. I mean, I laughed. I laughed out loud, and I said to Brad, I said, he's really got a personality. He goes, oh, yeah, he does.
He was just waiting. He was bouncing.
He's still there. And like I said, he's about 3 years old. He is a male, and he's a tiger tabby. So gray tiger tabby, so kind of tell you, remind everyone what he looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Sox is also looks just like him, but Sox is also three, and little bit more outgoing than Turtle, but he's got some white on his belly, breast, legs, and face. And Jackie is our senior cat. She's a three-year-old female long-haired tabby, and we've also got Lay and Nikki, and Lay is a two-month-old black kitten, and Nikki is a two-month-old gray. They're both males, and they came from the same litter, but they're very spunky. And then, of course, we've got the one that when you walk in the room, the paw comes out and he instantly grabs you. So you really have to watch because it's either the arm, the back, the hair. I mean, that arm extends out. Quite a bit.
He's like, pay attention.
Yeah, and look at me, and he is. He's a black and white kitten also. He's a male, and he's only about, maybe 8 to 9 weeks old. He's pretty young, but he doesn't care. He wants some attention. So I want to kind of start off with the cats because sometimes I run out of time talking about them, and I wanted to make sure that I got the cats in. And then we've got, like I said, the two litters. Now, even though rescue groups are going to pick them up, that's not to say that if someone comes to the shelter and they see, you know, a puppy in that litter, of course, the one litter is way too young. They've got to stay with mama for a few more weeks. But the other litter that came in, they are 8 weeks old, and we believe them to be a shepherd mix, and they're good-looking puppies. I mean, they've been well cared for, but if someone's wanting like an 8 to 9 week old puppy, we do have a litter that is available, and even though rescue's coming, we still adopt. That's our thing, is we want local people to have the chance too. But I'll go ahead and start talking about the big dogs that we've got, and we have Charlotte, very, very playful. It's a Kelpie Lab, black with some adorable teddy bear ears, and probably around 2 years old. Henry's beautiful. I've talked about Henry. He's a beautiful collie mix. He's brown with some black and white on his mane. He's probably around 5 years old, and he's the one that when he walks with you, looks at you, keeps looking at you for direction, like, what do you want me to do now? So very obedient. We have Ruby Rose. It's female, four-year-old brindle. Her ears stick straight up. She is dog-friendly, and she's a terrier mix, probably around 50 pounds. She's up on her rabies and all her other shots. Vancy she's just a sweet girl. She's got a blue spot on one of her brown eyes. She's tan with some white markings, black on her muzzle, and we're guessing her to be about 4 years old. I'm sorry, I got a frog in my throat. Landry is super duper cute. This is a four-month-old black with a little bit of white. She's very spunky. We think she's a pity mix, and she's close to about 30 pounds. Then we've got the three boys that came in with their sisters. The sisters have already gone to rescue, but these guys are still available. They're a collie mix. Two of them are black with a little bit of white, and the other is white with a little bit of black. And they're about 6 months old, very pretty boys, really nice, nice, nice guys. Then we've got some bird dog Calahula mix. They're about the 10-week-old puppies. They are, black with some different markings. Heidi is white with a brown head, super cute, and we're guessing that they will be a smaller puppy. These pups were in the small small dog room, so it's small. And then we've got these three that, again, I've mentioned these, but it's Rachel came in with her two babies, Riley and Ronnie. They are, Mama looks to be like the, I'm trying to think of the breed that she is. She's white, and she's got the brown ears that stick out. And she's just beautiful. Might have some healer in the puppies. One of the healer puppies looks kind of like a red healer, and the other one looks like Mama. But they're just beautiful. It's going to be a small dog. She's about 3 years old, but she's also available for adoption. And then the puppies would be about, 4 to 5 months old. But I told Brad when they came in, I said, my gosh, these are beautiful dogs, all three of them. So come check three out. We have a couple healer pups, a little bit old.
Yeah, Becky, you're breaking up there just a little
bit. Can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
I'm sorry. I moved around in my house. I need
to don't worry. You should hear out in my house. There's one part of the house I get no coverage at all. I will lose a call.
and when you're trying to listen to someone that's breaking up, it's not very pleasant. So I will stand perfectly still here, so we will be all right. And then I've got Hanky. Hanky is a sweet older guy. He's about 8 years old. He's a wire terrier mix, and he just needs lots of love. He came in very, very matted. They got him groomed. His picture was on Facebook to show the before and after. It turned out to be a beautiful dog once we got him groomed. So he is now available. He's a little bit older. He's 8. Mousie is the last one. Is about a 3 or 4 month old terrier puppy. It's cream and white in coloring. It's a male. He might have been injured by maybe an older dog when he came in because he had some kind of bite marks around his neck, but he's all healed. He's good and a little tender in those spots, but bless his heart, he just had a rough go at it, so we'd sure like to find a loving home for him so he doesn't have any more incidents like that. So that's the crew, and I hope I didn't break up to the point where people weren't following, but I will remind everyone that we do have their pictures on our Facebook page. And our hours are still a little off because of the virus that's out. But we want you to call the shelter. The number is 620-252-6060. And ask Brad if they'll be around. Usually there's someone there in the afternoons from 2 to 4. He does like for you to call ahead if you can. I was there yesterday. A gentleman came to see one of the dogs, so Brad just went to get the dog inside and brought him out, and they had a meet and greet outside. So just because we don't have public hours open as we have been in the past, please don't hesitate to get a hold of us and come check out some of the great animals we have out there. And we are there every day of the week, Sunday and Monday afternoon. We're trying not to be open to the public, but as I've always said, if there's someone out there that wants to see one of our animals, we are going to make arrangements with you so you can meet and greet the animals. And we're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant on your way to South Coffeyville. And we feel like we're doing a pretty good job of keeping the animals moving because it is different times and it's harder for people maybe to make arrangements to come see us, but we don't want that to stop anyone.
All right. Well, Becky, sounds like a great group of animals out there today.
I want to mention one thing before I go off here. I saved it for the last, but right. Many, many people know that we had a great volunteer board member by the name of Larry Young. And Larry passed the 27th, and we had his memorial service yesterday. His family came in, and I just wanted to make sure everyone knows how much we thought of Larry and appreciated his work, and we're going to miss him.
That is sad, and it sounded like he was an asset to the community. So,
10 years he was at 10 years he volunteered at the animal shelter.
There you go, and
great. He's a really tall, lean guy, and mm-hmm. very friendly, very outgoing. If he'd ever met you, he wouldn't forget you, and he, usually had something smart to say to you. That was just kind of his personality. But anyway, a lot of people will always associated Larry with the animal shelter. So I wanted to make sure I reminded everyone how much we thought of Larry.
All right. Well, again, we do thank you very much for coming on today, Becky. And we will talk to you again next week and find out who is out there at the shelter.
And I'll get the spot where I don't break up.
All right.
Take care.
All right. You have a great day, Becky. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye. All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, that was Becky Barnhart with the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We enjoy having her on every week. To talk about the great animals out there at the shelter. And like I said, if where I lived at, if they would let me have a pet, Turtle would be in my house right now because Turtle sounds like my kind of cat. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. But when we come back, we will take your calls. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on what has turned into a very sunny Friday Eve.
And consumers of beef.